This morning, as we prepare to meet around this table, it seems like often there that time gives something way more significance. And part of the sermon today will be about that time that has elapsed that makes this day more significant. And you know, once a year, I make a big pot of chili. And I pour in all the ingredients, and man, I know how good it's going to be. And I turn the heat on that, and I let it simmer for 4 or 5 hours, 6 hours. And then we serve it, and then put it away, and then we reheat it and serve it, and each time it gets better. And that's kind of where we are around this celebration. Maybe the first time that we celebrate around this table or that we experience the resurrection, that maybe it's not quite as meaningful, but as it simmers and as it resonates in our life, it becomes something that is indispensable in our spiritual journey, and we see more completely the fullness of what's transpired for our benefit. So thankful today, on this Resurrection Sunday, that we have an opportunity as a body of believers to meet around this table to pay tribute and to thank God for what he has done and to remember Jesus, his body, and his blood that made salvation possible for each one of us. So as we gather around this table this day, we celebrate in joy and thanksgiving for what he has done. Let's pray together. Father, today, especially today, that we celebrate the greatest event in all of time that you have allowed us to be a part of, that you raised yourself from the dead, that fulfills the offering of salvation that you've given to each one of us. And just so that we remember, you've told us as we partake of these emblems to remember your body, to remember your blood. Not our struggles, not our failures, not even our successes, but to remember Christ. Because in Christ we are anchored and we have the foundation of this spiritual journey. Thank you again for allowing us once more to meet around this table. In the name of Jesus. Amen.